Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. A long-serving Auckland councillor says his fellow councillors need to be made accountable for their lies about establishing Māori wards. Our Filipina says the council has been discussing the issue since 2017, and he has told his colleagues repeatedly that Māori elected into general wards do not have a mandate to speak on behalf of Māori. He says during the debate only two councillors spoke against Māori wards, but then 11 out of 20 voted no.
If our community wants to have a look, especially in Tāmaki, to see who voted against, and long-time councillors like Councillor Fletcher, Councillor Lee, even Councillor Newman, who was at Manukau with me, the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Simpson, Councillor Stewart, I knew that you'll be voting against it. New term of Councillor Turner, it's just so disappointing but angry when they say they support Māori wards but then vote against establishing one. So, you know, that's how they are. They need to be made accountable.
Our Filipina. Rare Disorders New Zealand is gauging the need for a specialist diagnostic centre. Chief Executive Chris Higgins says a rare disorder is defined as one that affects 2,000 people or fewer, and that could include up to 300,000 New Zealanders. His organisation is conducting a survey on what it means to live with a rare disorder and what barriers people face within the health and social systems to access the care and support they need. It's also working with Te Manatū Hauora, the Ministry of Health, on a rare disorders strategy, which could lead to the establishment of a centre of expertise for rare and undiagnosed disorders.
People, particularly Māori, and their clinicians often do feel very lost and unsupported, and the end result of that is that people don't get the services and support that they need to be able to live basically for as long as possible and as well as possible.
The chair of Te Runanga o Ngāti Rārua says hosting the National Primary Schools Kapa Haka competition is giving a welcome boost to the Māori community in Whakatū and Te Tauihu. Olivia Hall says with only a handful of marae in the top of the South Island, the 45 teams for Te Mana Kuratahi are bedding down in school halls, rugby clubs, backpacker dormitories and other accommodation as far away as Blenheim and Murchison. She says for many of the tamariki, coming to Te Waipounamu can feel like a trip to another country.
Definitely a lot of tamariki coming to Te Waipounamu or Tauihu for the first time. They're all in their kapaka travelling gears, they've got their kura's name on them. Most of them look like they've got a new pair of shoes on and a haircut, and yeah, amazing.
And that is your Wātea English News for this morning. Toodoo!